Blog Talk Radio.
For Saturday, October 5th, 2019, you are listening to the PW Torch Daily Cast, and when it's Saturdays, you are listening to the Deep Dive with Rich Fan. I am, of course, Rich Fan, joining you from picturesque Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And this week, I'm amazed to have Jackie Pratt on, and I'm going to have her on in a second, and we are going to want to speak to you, so make sure you give us a ring, area code 515-605-9345. That's 515-605-9345. And so, in a minute, like I said, I'm going to put Jackie on, and we're going to talk a little bit about the week that was. We're going to talk about her work, we're going to talk about her band, and we're going to talk a lot about the intersectionality of representation in wrestling. And I think this week is a heck of a time to do it. So without further ado, Jackie, thank you for your time. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Can you hear me, Jackie? Uh-oh. This technology. I am going to try to fix this because it seems our host is just being the worst. So bear with me as I try to do that. Let's see. Okay. Can you hear me now? Or can you talk? Okay. So I'm going to see if Jackie's here. Jackie, can you hear me? Okay, so I think Blog Talk is being a pain in the keister again. So I'm going to try a few things, and in the interim, I'm going to give you guys a quick little breakaroo, and hopefully by then.
Support what we do here at the PW Torch Livecast when you shop Amazon. Simply go to pwtorch.com/Amazon. We've simplified the page. There's a big Amazon logo. You click on it. It takes you right to Amazon's homepage. But because of that small detour, we get credit for your visit, and we get a commission on anything you buy on that shopping trip. That's pwtorch.com/Amazon. Thank you very much for your support.
All right, we're back on the Deep Dive. We're going to try to see what's going on with this technical issues, which seems to plague this switchboard at times. And I don't know quite how they can fix it, but we're going to try to get it done. Jackie, can you hear me? Nope. Okay, so while we're waiting for Jackie to call in, this week we had the premiere of Wrestling Week of Doom. Monday through Sunday, wrestling cornucopia. You got Raw, SmackDown, Beyond Wrestling, Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, MLW, and then Sunday, as if we couldn't get more bloated, we have Hell in a Cell. Hell in a Cell's got three matches, so Lord knows how they're going to fill that. As Matt Kuhn mentioned to me earlier today when I appeared on his show, it's basically December to Dismember all over again, so I'm hoping that they figure something out, because that's wild that you have three-match pay-per-view. That's going to be something that's going to be very interesting to see how they write themselves out of that situation and how things are developed. And for me, I haven't seen Beyond yet, so I can't speak to it. Raw seemed like a good episode, good new episode of Raw. SmackDown, really liked the production, really liked the videography, really liked the setup, hated the finish of Kofi, given 9 seconds after several months of a title reign. But as many have said, it seems like this was fait accompli. This is kind of always going to be what it was going to be. And you look at what happened with The Rock and The Man, Becky Lynch handling business together against Corbin, and that was something that was also a really great moment, really great thing to open SmackDown with. So it was, you kind of take your pick your poison as far as what you had there. In terms of NXT on Wednesday and, of course, AEW, you heard my thoughts on it on the East Coast cast. I thought both were really good shows. The fact that AEW did so well in the ratings kind of lends itself to how well they resonated and how well there's an audience there is for their product outside of the normal realm. Additionally, I think looking at what's going on now with the SmackDown rating, getting 4 million viewers, that's wild to me, because that means that you're in a position where you've doubled what you did on one of your best shows, which would have been Raw 25. You debuted with a bang. You got the debuts of Cain Velasquez. You have the appearance of Tyson Fury, amongst others, and that's just, that's insane. And now, let me see. Jackie, can you hear me? Velasquez.
You have the appearance of Tyson Fury, amongst others, and that's just, that's insane. And now, let me see. Jackie, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly. So it looks like we're finally connected. So thank you. Welcome. Before we get started, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what brought you into the world of wrestling, particularly with academia together?
Yes.
I think for some reason it's delayed. Uh-oh.
So let me. Looks like we're finally connected. So thank you. Welcome. Before we get started, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what brought you into the world of wrestling, particularly with academia?
Can you hear me? Hang on for just one sec. I think I got a weird lag happening.
Okay. I think it might be through Blog Talk. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring this one down, and then I'll just do the interview normally.
Okay. I think it might be Blog Talk. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring this one down, and then I'll just do the interview. Okay.